Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We've been doing it live and
good question. Good answer. I don't know. Good comment, I suppose. Ike on Twitter said, you know, we keep talking about these slow starts, but the offense was driving the ball really well on that first drive until Jaden throws the pick in the red zone.
That's why I said the question that Jim asked earlier. Is it slow starts or is it the fact that we make mistakes early?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's both because defensively they did kind of bunch up once it got down into once it got into the red zone, but Chicago was gashing them early in the run game. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep these phone lines going. Our guy Kenny is in Largo. What's up, Ken?
What's up, JPB, Miss? How y'all,
what up, brother? How you doing, man?
Not too good. So my blame pad, bro, I got 20% to the offense, you know, for the turnovers. 40% to the defense. Got to get stops, make tackles. I don't know what's going on. And the other 40% is to this goddag on kicker, man, Matt Gay, man. Oh, my gosh. Why can't we find a consistent kicker, man? If he would have made that field goal, the Bears would have had to – they was forced to get a touchdown. We would have had a better opportunity to win the game, man. Like, man.
Not crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. We cannot find a consistent kicker. I understand, y'all. Yeah. Can't wait the day we do.
I'm with you on that one.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. Appreciate you, bud.
Missed the days of Chip Low Miller and David Akers and, you know, the Matt Stowe is up the road. And oof.
Our guy Jupe is on the line. What's up, Jupe? No Ric Flair this morning.
Nah, no Ric Flair. I'm actually about to go on a rant. I'm sorry. You know, I normally stick to the subject and the segment with the blame pot. I'm not blaming nobody because at the end of the day, we are imperfect human beings. We beat ourselves. The Bears ain't beat us. If you think about it, those three turnovers, we was on our way to scoring. You want to blame Matt Gay? Guess what? Their kicker got a blocked field goal. So at the end of the day, these finicky fans, man, stop complaining, stop whining. We beat ourselves. We made a mistake. Timothy Daniels threw a pick. Yes, he did. He muffed a hand off. Yes, he did. He made mistakes. But that don't mean the season's over. As I look at it right now, we 500 right now. We're second place in the division. It's still a lot of football to be left. I've seen the defense make key stops in that game. But we kept messing up. We made the mistakes. We messed up. It's not over, folks. We got to rally behind these guys. I kept saying it's a year of the youngins, and these youngins showed out yesterday.
Yeah.
But you got to take the lumps with the youngins because they're going to make mistakes. They're learning the game. You take the lumps now so that way later on you're good to go. Everybody keep complaining. We're an old team, but how you get younger? By letting these youngins play and get the mistakes out the way so that way we're good later on. That's all I got for you guys.
All right, Juke, man, you're bringing it. Love it.
You want to be playing your best football like a month from now.
Yeah.
Washington isn't. There's no rule that prevents them from doing so. Thank you, Jupe. Certainly, nothing is over, right? Like, the sky isn't falling.
Yeah, that's the one thing I would love people to understand. Like, I know it didn't end up well yesterday, but hell, you 3-3. You got 11 games left. You still can go out there and get done what you need to get done. But they're going to have to change up some things.
Well, if you look at the NFC East, Washington is the only team with a positive point differential, which is pretty remarkable at this stage. I mean, they've played 6 games now.
Yeah.
Even Philly is a -1 differential, which I'm not sure I would have expected. We'll keep the phones going. Let's go to Henry's over in Dulles. What's up, Henry?
Hey, man. Thank you for taking my call. First-time caller. So
thanks for calling,
I appreciate
dude.
It. I don't know. For me, it's just the kicker. I mean, if you look back at the Green Bay game, too, I mean, he went 1-for-3. And then how many games are we going to go is going to depend on the kick, too. I mean, 3 points are 3 points, you know?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
got a point.
It is certainly you lose by 1 point, you miss the field goal. At least Washington got their first field goal block. Thanks for the call, Henry. Washington got their first field goal block since late last season. I think since week 12 of last year.
They smothered that thing.
We're just going to keep the phone lines going all damn day. I know a lot of people want to get stuff off their chest. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Drew down in Tampa.
What up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I would say right now I feel like 40% on Joe Witt and the defense. I want to put 55% on Adam Peters, and I want to put 5% on Ron Rivera for screwing up 5 years of drafting because we don't have enough young talent, and we're banking on old guys. And we've got a finite moment in time with Jaden on a rookie contract, and we are wasting it by not having enough talent around Jaden to win games. I look at that defense, and we just get run on and run on and run on. And a caller before said, we have to be the least defensive team in the league that gets 3-and-outs. Like, we never get 3-and-outs. And I think Joe Witt is tired. I think we need Dan Quinn making the calls. And like I said, Adam Peters, we need more talent around Jaden. We can't be banking on Chris Moore to take us to the playoffs. Like, it's crazy. So thank you for taking my call.
The receiver room has really – thanks for the call, Drew.
The receiver room is hurting right now. I don't think they were depending on Chris Moore to take them to the playoffs. You don't have Terry Allen or you don't have Noah Brown. And I think Chris Moore had an unbelievable catch for a touchdown yesterday. He was probably the leading receiver.
He was.
You know? So, I mean, if he had come into the season with Chris Moore as the number one receiver, I would agree totally with the caller.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But he wasn't expecting Chris Moore to even be on the team.
What do you think was up
with cut Chris Moore.
What do you think was up with Debo last night?
I don't know. Debo was banged up all week. Didn't play most of the week.
So,
and we kept saying it's like taking care of the veteran. He might be really hurting.
Well, I wonder if something happened because he ran a really good route on Jaden's interception that could have been six.
Oh, he was open.
He was open. But at one point in the second quarter, I think he came out and got that heel, foot, whatever it is. They put a lot of tape on that thing.
They call it a heel. That plantar's hurt all the way from that arch to the heel. Could be plantar's.
For all the talk of the third downs about forcing three and outs, Washington's defense statistically actually matches up pretty well. They've given up 30 conversions on 80 attempts. That's good for 11th in the NFL. They're giving up about 37% of their third downs. Offensively, they've really struggled. And that's the opposite of last year. Offensively, they're 29th in the NFL at converting third downs. They're one out of three, 20 out of 60.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they were sixth.
Where they at now?
29th.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's a significant, significant difference.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ricardo in La Plata. What's up, Ricardo?
What's going on, champ?
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning to both of you guys. Legendary Ryan Mitchell and J.D. Fitz. I want to blame it on the referee for not wiping the ball off.
You think it's his fault?
It's his fault. He didn't wipe the ball off. You know, J.B., you know they supposed to wipe the ball off after they get behind center. Referee supposed to come over and wipe the ball off. Pouring down rain. And they played a hell of a game, both sides. It ain't our fault. We just move on. And I just want to say, we won Dallas. Let's get this thing going, man. What? Like J.D. say, you know, we just got to move on to the next game. You know, there it is. Just move on to the next game. We're in a better position right now, you know. That's all I
got to
say, man.
All right, bro.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. Mad at the ref. Turn it over three times. Mad at the ref. I love it. I love it. Let's go to Reggie. Reggie's in D.C. Reg, what do you think?
Good afternoon, guys. Well, let's say this first. It had nothing to do with the ref wiping the ball off. Okay? I mean, come on, man. Good God. Look. Brother Mitchell, do you remember the stories of Joe Bugle and Joe Gibbs used to take a bucket of water, put it by center, and dip the ball in the water to practice all week with a wet ball for catching, running, quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
You have four dimensions. Okay, so those old coaching methods need to be
continued.
They
still fumbled the ball now, then too.
Right. Exactly. So now, brother, do you remember when we talked about Debo running back punts, kickoffs to an injury prone player? That's not a good idea. Okay. Because those guys coming like missiles, like you played, you were like a missile. Okay. To hit or be hit. That's how you played. So that was dangerous from the start. And lastly, do you remember when it was all talk about the coach coming here? His number one and two problems that people had with him with teams that he was affiliated with was that he could not stop the run and he did not run the ball. So now those same ghosts of Christmas passes are haunting him now. His teams cannot stop the run, and he does not run the ball. Doc last night said, we ran the ball 19 times. And one of the callers had a problem with that. Doc said, if we run it 60 times, doesn't matter. Let's make them stop us. They ran off tackle all night. And you talked about the guys
setting the edge in the run game.
They got to set the edge, but the running the ball, we're leading the league running the ball. I didn't buy that. They run the football.
Oh.
They haven't stopped the run.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, as I watched last night,
mm-hmm.
they are getting to the edge every time they want to. So the D ends aren't setting the edge. Or whoever needs to be setting it, they aren't setting it. Because what happens is they set the edge, make the running back cut inside, linebackers should be there. Linebackers shouldn't have to run over the top to be all the way to the damn sideline. And we got to be better setting the edge. That we're not stopping the run, but we are running the football.
Even after last night, Washington is second in rush yards in the NFL and 11th in attempts. So,
those are just
the numbers. Now, some of that, when you have a quarterback that runs, is going to inflate those numbers a bit, but Jaden's legs are a part of the offense, too.
Yep.
We got a boogie here, Reg. I appreciate you, bud.
Bye, bro.
Thanks.
Phone lines are open all damn day at this point. We're just going to keep going. Let people get some anger.
Let's save JP's voice because he's been talking for 1,800 hours.
One thing I can talk about, no problem, my friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. They're the official and unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. These guys have moved everybody at the station, some of their parents. They're recognized as an industry leader and the preferred moving company for savvy real estate agents, DC's prominent move management companies, and residential and commercial clients looking for the best service in the DMV. They have 3 decades of best in industry service and experience to share with you. They can do it all, residential, commercial. They can build specific storage crates. If you have art or chandeliers or something, they can send a moving consultant to your house or your office to discuss a move, what it's going to look like, how long it's going to take, and the cost before you agree to anything. But for me, this is personal. I've known the guys that run this company since high school, and I had called Justin that runs this place last week when I'm going through a lot of stuff in my house because I thought we were going to have to move a bunch of furniture out. I wanted to see how they could help, and McCarty was incredible. He sent packing boxes to my house, connected me with a contractor that might be able to help. Like, the level of personalized service you get, and just because I know them, they would do that for anybody that calls them. That's just how they operate. Call them today, 301-279-0090, 301-279-0090. You want to go with the best in the industry when you're moving your stuff. Moving is hard and difficult. These guys make it simple, and they give you a personal touch. They're trying to help me and my family. They'll help you and your family, too. Check them out online at dcmetropolitanmoving.com. That's dcmetropolitanmoving.com. Phone number 301-279-0090. Ask for Justin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.